Punk song, whoa, I got me parka. Well, I've got my parka, but I don't really like it much because the fur gets in me mad. I only bought one because we make it. It's not a bit of fashion, I want to spend money. I used to be punk. I spent all that money on bondage things and leather jackets. And what happens? They bring out another fashion. I'm waiting for the next one. I wanted to be a hit baby. I was always too young. Anyway, I suppose I better rev up and rev up. I'm going. I've had enough of this rubbish.
I used to be a punk, but now a punk song. Song.
Penny Lane, there is a barber showing photographs of every head he's had the pleasure to know, and all the people that come and go stop and say hello. On the corner is a banker with a motor car, the little children laughing him behind his back. Another customer. We see the banker sitting waiting for a trim. And then the fireman rushes in from the pouring rain. Very strange. Penny Lane is in my ears and in my eyes. There beneath the blue suburban skies I sit.
Free games for me. tomorrow.
There is no other day. Let's try it another way. You'll lose your mind and play. Three games for play. See Emily play.
A gown that touches the ground. Float on a river forever and ever, Emily.
There is no other day. Let's try it another way. You'll lose your mind and play. Three games for play.
Cause he gets up in the morning, and he goes to work at 9, and he comes back home at 5:30, gets the same train every time. Cause his world is built on punctuality, it never fails. And he's all so good, and he's all so fine, and he's all so healthy in his body and his mind. Well-respected man about town, doing the best thing so conservatively. And his mother goes to meetings while his father pulls the main. And she stirs the tea with counsellors while discussing foreign trade. And she passes looks as well as bills at every suave young man. And she's all so good. And he's all so fine, and he's all so healthy in his body and his mind. He's a well-respected man about town, doing the best thing so conservatively. And he likes his own backyard, and he likes his bags the best, 'cause he's better than the rest, and his own sweat smells the best. And he hopes to grab his father's root when bacon passes on. 'Cause he's all so good, and he's all so fine, and he's all so healthy in his body and his mind. He's a well-respected man about town, doing the best thing so conservatively. And he plays a song to Charles, and he goes to the regatta. He adores the girl next door, 'cause he's dying to get at her. But his mother knows the best about the matrimonial stakes, 'cause he's all so good, and he's all so fine, and he's all so healthy in his body and his mind. He's a well-respected man about town, doing the best thing so conservatively.
Welcome to
Punks and Parkas.
Wow, noisy, noisy.
I'm sorry.
Welcome to the show.
Yeah.
Woo. We got the full fam here.
Yep.
We got Captain Dan.
We got Hunter.
We got me. Here.
Got the lady of the hour.
Yeah. Apparently. Yeah. I was just going to say, I'm like, man, somebody made this set list to almost play to my exact tastes. I wonder why.
Huh. Could it be that Penny Lane turns 39 on Tuesday?
For the fifth time? So if you, as quick as I was at doing math, counting that on my fingers, you now know how old I am. But yeah, it's my birthday.
Yep.
Next week on Tuesday?
Yep.
Yes, happy birthday to you.
Bum, bum, bum.
Happy birthday.
Okay, that's enough. I'm not big on birthday celebrations. Yeah. I never really have been, but it's still sweet when people do nice things.
That's right.
Like this.
Yes.
So yeah. Dan, it was funny because I, like, typical me, Daniel, do we have a set list? Like 2 days ago.
I'm like, yes.
You're like, oh yeah, we do. I was like, oh, what is it? And you're like, songs for you.
Yep.
And I cried, like happy tears. So these are songs that, what, remind you of me or songs you know I like? Or...
Yeah, from your favorite artist.
Oh, that's so sweet. So we started off with my song.
Yep, Penny Lane by the Beatles.
Which is funny because it's not one of my favorite Beatles songs. it's a great song.
Yeah.
Like, I think when I say it's not one of my favorite Beatles songs, it's still up there because the Beatles are amazing. But in their massive canon... Paul's sometimes a little cheesy.
Yeah, Rocky right? Raccoon.
Yeah. I like Rocky Raccoon, though. But yeah, you're right, a little cheesy. But anyway, it's a fantastic song, and it reminds me of like one of the best days of my life is when I got to go to Penny Lane.
That would have been cool to see that.
That was such a, like, there were like three things I wanted to see. Like, I wanted to see London Tower Bridge. I wanted to go to Abbey Road.
Yeah.
And eventually I wanted to go to Liverpool.
You almost confused London Bridge with Tower Bridge.
I almost did for a quick second there. You caught me.
Did you do that?
Right?
No.
So when I finally got to go, the last, not the trip we went, but before, my friends were like, oh, we're going to go drive to Edinburgh. And I'm like, you realize what's on the way. And they're like, what? Liverpool. I'm like, I don't want to ask much because this is your trip. But can we do one day in Liverpool? Like, just what? Give me 24 hours in Liverpool. And they did.
24 hours.
And it was amazing. It was, even they were like, we should have stayed longer. It was fantastic. So well worth the trip.
Yes.
To Liverpool. After that, some really early Pink Floyd. This is actually, I believe, their first single.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, with Syd Barrett, like way back in the day. It was See Emily Play.
Yes.
And the Kinks.
With Well Respect and Honor.
Well, I love me some Kinks. They're like one of the most underrated 60s groups, I think.
Yeah.
Like, they should be up there with the Stones and the Beatles and the Who. And they kind of are, but people kind of forget about them.
Yeah, because when you think of 60s artists from England, Stones, Who, Beatles.
Yeah, and it's like you should put the Kinks in there.
Yep.
Hands down, amazing artists. Crazy Brothers. You want to talk about controversy, those two brothers. So we should play some more music.
Yes.
And then talk some more later. We want to fill people in on how the punk rock flea market went on the weekend.
Yeah.
Holy man. And talk about some other great things coming up.
Yep.
But before that, speaking of the great trifecta of British 60s bands, some Who.
Who?
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 We should have played that audio of that clip from Animaniacs, which is like my favorite. If you don't know what it is, look it up. It's Animaniacs. Just look up the Who. Animaniacs. Anyway, this is the Who.
I can't explain.
Can't explain.
Can't explain.
CJ, oh, CJ, some attack. He is a banker. And Jean, she is a clerk. And both of them save their monies. And when they come home from work, sitting down by the fire, the radio does play the classical music, their jam, the march of the winter soldiers. All your protesters, you can hear Jack say, get ready. Dancing, and other people's they have to work. Just watch me now. And there's even some evil mothers. Well, they're gonna tell you that everything is just dirt. You know that women never really faint, and that villains always blink their eyes. Ooh. And that, you know, children are the only ones who blush. That life is just to die.
Small affair to the girl with the mousy hair, but her mommy is yelling no, and her daddy has told her to go, but her friend is nowhere to be seen. Now she walks through her sunken dream to the seat with the clearest view, and she's hooked to the silver screen. But the film is a saddening bore, for she's lived it 10 times or more. She could spit in the eyes of fools if they ask her to focus on sailors fighting in the dance hall. Is there life on Mars? It's on America's tortured brow. Mickey Mouse has grown up a cow. Now the workers have struck for fame, 'cause Lennon's on sale again. See the mice in their million hordes, from Ibiza to the Norfolk Broads. Rule Britannia is out of bounds to my mother, my dog and clown. But the film is a sad thing more, 'cause I wrote it 10 times or more. It's about to be written again, as I ask you to focus on sailors fighting in the dance hall. Oh man, look at those cavemen go. It's a freakiest show. Take a look at the wrong guy. Oh man,
You shut up when David Bowie is playing. I'm joking. welcome to Punks and Parkas.
Welcome back, everybody.
101.5. You just got a glimpse of what it's like in our house.
Yep.
How dare you shut up when David Bowie is playing? Anyway,
Welcome back.
Welcome to the show.
Yep.
It is a fun show because it's all about me.
It's all about Penny Lane.
I'm blushing. I'm celebrating a birthday next week.
Yeah.
And you put together a playlist of like my favorite artists.
Yes.
You know me so well.
I am perfect boyfriend.
He really is, guys. Like, I was telling my friend today, like, how lucky I am that you're in my life.
No.
Because you're amazing, isn't he? Like, he's amazing.
You're pretty cool.
Out. You're pretty awesome. Anyway, started off with The Who, set. The Who?
The Who?
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 Yes.
Joke never gets old. I Can't Explain. Then we went on to one of the fathers of glam rock.
Yes.
One of my favorites, little Mark Bolan with T-Rex. That was Ballrooms of Mars. And then we came back to America, to the 60s, to Andy Warhol and the Factory with some Velvet Underground, who I love. Sweet Jane. And then Bowie.
Then Bowie. We wrapped
David
it up with Bowie.
It's funny, like, I think everybody kind of, like, Bowie is always on everybody's, like, peripherals.
Yeah.
You know, as a kid, you hear Bowie. I spent, like, in my mid-20s, I used to work terms for the government. And one of my terms was working in this huge filing warehouse. So when you would send in your tax returns, we would file them. And I'm talking, like, football field warehouses of tax returns. And my job every morning for 3 hours was to file tax returns. So I would put on my headphones, and you know what I would listen to every morning from beginning to end?
Bowie.
Ziggy Stardust and the Spiders from Mars, beginning to end, every day. Like, it was my morning routine. I would put it on my headphones and listen to, and I don't know what it was about. It was that album, and then I would listen to The Queen is Dead.
Yeah.
That was just my thing. And that was my routine, and I just fell in love with Bowie so hard after that. Like, I love David Bowie.
He's good.
He's pretty cool. He's pretty awesome.
He is.
Yeah, I miss Bowie.
Everybody misses Bowie.
Everybody does. Yeah. If you guys haven't seen that Moon Age Daydream documentary, which was out about last year.
It was out last year, yeah.
Yeah.
Go check it out. It's on DVD, Blu-ray.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. It's not your typical
documentary. It's just everything told from Bowie's perspective.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember feeling so rejuvenated about art and life after seeing that, which is weird. Because usually, like, I get inspired by things, but it really got to me for some odd reason. I wasn't the only one.
Yeah.
So go check it out. So, how's everybody?
I'm great.
Pretty good.
Pretty good. So last weekend, we had a crazy weekend last weekend.
Yes.
Did our basement flood.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that forgot we had that happen.
You forgot. We had a little, not bad.
Yeah, it wasn't bad.
It wasn't bad. We figured it out. Luckily, a short visit from a plumber and she's right as rain.
Problem fixed.
We had on Sunday the first ever Winnipeg punk rock flea market.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
And for anybody who didn't go, wow, you
or
missed
couldn't
out.
Get in. Was,
couldn't get in. Is
yeah, because the lineup was. Whew.
It was insane. Yeah, Hunter and you and your dad were going to pop by, and you guys texted me from outside. Like, well, we were going to come in, but the lineup is literally around the block.
Yeah, it was like, I was like, we went and we were like,
So I do want to kudos to Winnipeg for showing the heck up.
Yeah, man.
Like, woo. I'm still stunned. And I was speaking with Em, the mastermind behind it, really. Yep. She's the one who really kind of kicked it off over the last few days. And she's like, I'm still stunned that many people showed up.
Yep.
So it went down at the Valor Community Center. It was supposed to be from 11 till 3. We went an hour later just because the demand. So many people trying to get through. And we did good.
Yep.
You guys cleaned us out of stock.
Yeah.
Like, I think we came in there with four huge boxes, 12 by 12 boxes of records, and we left with two, if that. Among everything else. Like,
yeah.
So it was fantastic. But they are doing a survey right now. So if you were in attendance or if you tried to get in and you have some feedback about what we can, you know, what they can do to improve the next one, definitely go check it out. Go to their Instagram page. It's linked there. I do want people to bear in mind this was their first time.
Yeah.
And anytime I've worked on events, and I know how difficult they are to plan and organize and execute. Like, a lot of people don't realize how much work really goes in behind the scenes for what, you know, the 10% you see. Like, you're volunteering for the Folk Fest this year.
Yeah.
They've been working on that Folk Fest since the last one ended.
Yep.
You know, but people just see, oh, here, hey, Folk Fest announced its lineup. It must have just happened. No, they've been working on that for a year, if not more.
Yep.
So most events are like that.
Yep.
And most events, the first few ones are a learning curve. And even Em is the first to say, she says, you know, we did some things really right.
Yeah.
And there's a few things we can see that we need to improve on. And a lot of those, I think, was basically did not expect the numbers to show up.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, it was insane. I think at one point, Jimmy, who was also part of the punk rock flea market, came by and said, we're estimating, what did he say? Like 10 to 12,000 people came through?
I think so, yeah.
That is insane.
Yeah.
That's a lot of people. So they're already talking with accessibility advocates, talking with people who had suggestions about how they can make it more accessible, more open, and are taking those to heart.
Yeah.
And going to make the next one bigger and better and improve where they
yep.
need to and keep the things that were working right.
That's like anything.
It's anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I remember when I went to one of the very first Comic Cons in Winnipeg, like 15 years ago.
Long, long time ago.
Yeah. It was in the Marlboro Hotel.
Oh, really?
In one room.
Oh,
I can imagine God. How yeah. packed that must have been.
And it all was with just books. And now look at it. Now it's
yeah, geez. It's this huge yes. thing.
Three floors of the convention center. Just, you know.
Things grow. And yeah. This one, Em specifically said, I don't want to bite off more than I can chew.
Yeah.
Because what if we put in all this time, money, and effort and nobody shows up? So I think they did it the safe way and the right way.
Yeah.
And you only grow and improve. Yeah. So kudos. Do you want to say, if you are thinking of being a vendor, do it.
Yep.
I have never felt more taken care of, appreciated, and looked after by the organizers than yep. I did at that event. So
yes.
they did something amazingly right there. But it was a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun.
I wish I could have seen more of the stuff.
Like, I was there at the beginning.
Yeah.
And I was there at the end.
Yeah, because you had to go home to yeah. deal with the plumber. And so, and it was steady from beginning to end. I didn't get a break to really go look at anything. But there were some crazy cool vendors.
Yep.
You got a really cool shirt.
Yes.
There was food, there was candles, there was
artwork.
Bath bombs, there was artworks, yeah. there was candy. Amazing stuff. So yes. big round of applause to everybody who was involved. I call it an astounding success. I
yeah.
don't know about you guys. So yeah, I mentioned Folk Fest.
Yes.
They now have announced their schedule.
Yeah.
They announced the lineup, and now they've let you know what day. So if you're like me and you want to go see Orville Peck.
You got to go on Saturday.
You got to go on Saturday. I saw you sent that to me, and yeah. I'm like, because you're volunteering.
Yeah.
So you're going to be out
I'll
there.
I'll be there all weekend.
You're going to be there all weekend.
Yeah.
Doing what Daniel does best, volunteering his time.
Yeah.
Such
yeah.
a good guy. So tickets are probably going to go on sale for that very soon.
I think they're already.
Yeah, I was going to say, because you can yeah. get the passes even before they announce the
lineup. Yeah, before they announce the lineups.
That's going to sell out.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Folk Fest. Do I want to trudge through mosquito bogs to see a masked gay cowboy?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I probably do.
Yes.
I really love Orville Peck.
Do it.
God damn it. Anyway, Jazz Fest is going to be announcing their lineup soon.
Yeah.
I'm surprised they haven't yet. But
I think they've started announcing some of the acts that are yeah. coming for the first week, like Postmodern Jukebox.
That's one. I think our brains both stalled. Yeah,
and there was someone else said they just announced too who was coming
yeah.
the 17th or 18th of June.
So definitely keep your ears to the ground. I mean,
yeah.
it doesn't feel like festival season is around the corner.
No, after that snowstorm yesterday,
we got a freaking dumping of snow. Like,
oh yeah, we did.
Oh my god, people! Winnipeg is so frustrating.
Yeah,
I would not believe the snow dump we got considering it's
right
you know,
like
spring.
I was starting to see grass in
yeah.
our yard. I'm
yeah.
like, oh, our first summer in our house,
and then
I see grass bing. And then and like Hunter said we
the
got
snow just went boom
easily
then, you know.
6 inches
yeah
easily
yeah
in one night
yeah
it's frustrating people
it is
because now it's all gonna melt
yeah
but at least it's supposed to be warmer
yeah.
and we'll get out of this
we will
this too shall pass we always get the April snowstorm like I yeah. don't know why we don't think it's gonna happen it
we
happens
one,
every
we
year
we got one last year too
we did
yeah.
we get one all the time
Yep.
But yet we all act shocked when it happens.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Here's the April. Here's your Easter snow. Speaking of, it's Easter this weekend.
Yes.
So if you are like us and you need to do grocery shopping, plan your time and days accordingly.
Yep.
Because the malls are going to be crazy. Tomorrow, everything's closed. You know what tonight is?
What's tonight?
The busiest bar night ever.
Yep. Mm.
Yeah, because it's the Thursday before Good Friday when everybody is off.
Yep.
That's the night I made my DJ debut.
Mm-hmm.
Insane.
Woo!
I had a friend who's like, I got a gig. My DJ partner can't show up. Can you hold the fort for like 2 hours from like 9 till maybe like 8 till 10? I was like, yeah, sure. He didn't get there till 1. So me, first time DJing to a full pyramid, like wall-to-wall people. It's no better way to be just thrown into it than thrown into it. But
I guess, yeah.
It's like, don't worry, you got this, bye.
So, yeah, you basically, he gave me, literally, he gave me a 10-minute like rundown of how everything works.
Yep.
And he's like, you'll be fine, bye. And I was like,
okay.
Thanks. Help. SOS. What do I do? What if I have to pee? Which I had to do.
Well, you don't.
I didn't. Or maybe I did.
Get you a bottle.
Oh, God. So if you are out tonight for Thirsty Thursday, be safe.
Yeah, I drive safe because with the melting, it's probably going to be icy and slippery and slick.
Exactly.
Yeah, you guys, don't crash. Please.
Don't crash. Don't drink and drive.
You know.
Yeah.
That's all we ask.
I'd never do that. Don't. Just don't.
Just don't.
Just don't.
So we're going to play some more music. It's so funny because all these songs on the set list make me think of something. And the song from The Jam, you know what it makes me think of.
Yep.
Walking into the London Underground every time.
Going underground.
I'm such a nerd that every time we would walk, even the first or second time I went to London, every time going underground.
Yeah, you told us that when we were in London too.
Yeah, and now you guys will sing it.
Yeah, and every time you see a statue of Queen Victoria.
Yeah, Victoria. Or Waterloo Station. Yeah, we're nerds. Anyway, The Jam. Going underground, apparently.
Yeah.
People might say my life is in a rut, and quite happy with what I got. People might say that I should strive for more, but I'm so happy I can see that some things happening here today. A show of strength with your boys' brigade. And I'm so happy and you're so kind. You want more money, of course, I don't mind. To my nuclear tanks, which for Tommy Franks. And the public gets what the public wants, but I want nothing society's got. I'm going underground. What if the prospects play up? Start to pass, going underground. What if the boys all sing, or if the boys all shout for tomorrow? Some people might get some pleasure out of hate me. I've been nothing for any on my plate. People might need some tension to relax me. I'm too busy dodging between the facts. Here's what you get. You made your bed, you better lie in it. You choose your leaders and place your trust. Their lies will shut down and their promises rust. You'll see killing machines with paper rockets and guns. And the public wants what the public gets. But I don't give what the society wants. I'm going underground. What if the fast bands play up? Start to pound. Going underground. So let the boys all sing, or let the boys all shout for tomorrow. La 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 la, la 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 la. We're talking, we're talking till my head explodes. I turn on the news and my body froze. It's brain sheep on my TV screen. But this boy shout, but this boy we're going underground. La 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 la, la 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 la, la 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 la.
That. There was a little bit of a dance party going on. So yeah. We've got literally 5 minutes left in the show.
Yeah.
Start that set off with the underground, the jam going underground.
Going underground.
Joy Division.
Yep.
Yes, Love Will Tear Us Apart, and then our song.
Yep.
Talking Heads. No, this must be the place. She's electric.
Yep.
That song cannot make, like, you can't not feel good.
No, it feels really good.
It's such a good, like, stupid, bubbly song. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
So I'm going to skip the Blur, though, and go to Morrissey to finish the show.
That's fine.
Because I love this Morrissey track. It's one of my favorites, solo Morrissey. But thank you for the set list. It's, I feel understood and loved. I do. But I mean, my music tastes are pretty obvious. Yep. I jam them down your throat from the day we started dating. The tales he could tell you.
I like this and you'll like it too.
Daniel, buy this album. Daniel, you need this. Daniel, listen to it.
Yeah, it's super cool, guys. Trust me.
I know. I'm horrible. But anyway, everybody have a great weekend.
Yes.
Yeah, have a good weekend.
For those of you doing Easter or Passover, happy whatever.
Yep.
Enjoy celebrating with your families. Or if you're not, just enjoy having some quiet time.
Yeah.
Yes.
With yourselves.
Yeah.
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 Have some you time.
Have some you time, right?
Because you're super cool.
You tell them, Hunter.
Yeah. You matter. You're awesome. Thank you.
All right. We are going to finish this birthday set list off.
With some Morrissey.
With some Morrissey. This is the last
of the International Playboys.
The famous International Playboys. Have a great weekend, everyone.
See you guys.
Bye.
Hero imprisoned with all the new crimes that you are perfecting. Oh, I can't help quoting you, 'cause everything that you said rings true. Oh, 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 oh. And now in my cell, well, I followed you. Reggie Craig, do you know?